Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Chuck Hammond broadcasting live from the global headquarters of the 401k Study Group. Have a wee bit of a cold this fourth day of February 2016. For our upcoming podcast guest today, we have Mr. James Holland, the Chief Fiduciary Advocate from Millennium Investments, MIRA as we're commonly known here. James is a frequent guest to the show, supporter of the study group, and a valuable asset to all of the advisors that have gotten to know James and MIRA over the course of the last 3 years. And we're here kicking off the event season with the third annual Evolution K Advisor Conference. So, James, excuse my raspy, Barry White type of voice, but good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Thank you for having us. Couldn't have anything to do with that 3 feet of snow that you got, does it?
Well, you know, I was the last person standing in my house to get sick, and I think because of that, I'm going to get all of it, not just portions of it. But 30 inches of snow and 53-degree temperatures tend to lead to a lot of runoff and flooding, so as we say, it's the evolution of snow, much like the evolution of the 401k business. So, James, the third year of the event, I was there for the inaugural year. It was intimate. It was very good as far as content and the folks that were there to help educate all types of 401k advisors. So can you tell us a little bit about when the event is and really why we're doing it for the third year in a row, at least in your opinion?
Sure, absolutely. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's on March 21st and 22nd, and the reason being is we really wanted to find an event where advisors who are focused in the qualified plan space can come get real ideas, real content, stuff that they can implement right away in their practice, but also start to develop or enhance the relationships they have with people who can really help them win the business. We are adamant in our stance that this is a very complex space, and going forward, it is going to be more of a team sport, and if you don't have the true professionals behind you who have that like mind and can help drive the whole solution aspect as opposed to the product aspect home, you're going to find it very difficult to succeed. We keep it intimate because we want the guys to be able to, and gals to be able to interact with the partners and the presenters. And again, we are lucky enough to have folks like you and Chris come from the study group. Riskalyze, Unified Trust, Milliman, Alliance Pension, VWise, FI360. So, again, the folks who are really out there in the forefront are coming to share their content with the advisors. So we couldn't be more excited with the third go-round this year.
Well, I'm excited to be part of it. It's one of those things that, you know, kicking off the conference season is always interesting. I think what's really unique about the event that, you know, James and his folks put together is that it's not the usual people. You know, you've got someone from NAPLIA there to talk about the right E&O insurance, bonding limits, bonding for the plan sponsors, directors and officers insurance, things that you typically do not hear about. James has advisors presenting, like Shannon Maloney from Michigan, who's an advisor, and she's a specialist with defined benefit plans, and she's an advisor actually out there. So we're talking about industry folks who really value the financial advisor relationship that are out there helping advisors inside and outside of the study group compete every day. It's a very different type of event, largely because almost everyone there that's presenting is producing in the field in some shape or form alongside their advisor partners. So, James, tell me a little bit about the agenda and what you're trying to accomplish with the content that you have on the table.
Sure. Again, it's jam-packed. We do it in a day and a half. We want to keep things moving along, and we understand that time is the most valuable asset. So if I'm going to ask investment people to invest their hard-earned money and time, they better be able to walk away with something that's going to produce more value. So what we want to do is have a natural progression of all of those people that you spoke about, people that they can turn to. Shannon, for example, a lot of people are not very familiar with the DB space and how it interacts with the DC space, there's a great resource. Again, FI360, Riskalyze, different things where they can break down, sit for half an hour, 40 minutes, get an idea of content, and then during lunch, during dinner, during a cocktail hour, during a break, grab that person and say, how does this fit in? I'm new at the space. I'm advanced at the space. You know, how do I plug this in? And they, like you said, the folks who are there presenting do this on a daily basis. They talk to advisors on a regular basis. And though some people think, oh, well, why do you have an advisor? Why do you have Unified if you're competing? Well, not everyone does everything. You have to be very specific in this space at what you're good at, and there's lots of great people to partner with, and the pie is big enough, and 20% of something beats 100% of nothing, and that is the future of this space, and we just want to drive that message home with the advisors who attend.
James, I think it's very interesting that you do say that. You know, one of the sort of running jokes amongst the study group advisors that I talk to is, you know, I don't usually go where we have the usual suspects. And James has a smattering of scalable technology with both Riskalyze and FI360. He has a fully discretionary trustee with Unified Trust. And James has probably one of the single best two retirement plan marketing programs out there for retirement plan-centric advisors. And he's bringing together people who have been in the industry for a very, very long time. So if you're looking for something from FI360 and you don't already have a designation from them, nor have you looked at their tools, here's a chance for you to do that in a non-invasive setting. If you've been looking at adding some type of strategic or social scalable risk profile program that integrates with retirement plans, Riskalyze will be there. So we've really been cognizant or conscious of how we knit things together. You know, advisors are inundated every day with calls and emails and interruption marketing. Here's a chance for you to meet with some of the folks who really want to help you grow and scale your practice. So, James, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but first of all, let people know how they can get in touch with you. And secondly, let them know where they need to go to find out more information about the event. And I'll tell you, it's simple. Just Google 3rd Annual Evolution K Conference, and it'll pop right up. But how do folks get a hold of you? First and foremost, to learn more about Millennium and how you're helping advisors win business. And secondly, if they want to email you to find out more about the conference, what's the best way for them to do that?
Great. Yep. Reach out to me directly at jameshmiracenter@miracenter.com. You can go to our website, www.fix401k.com, or call 704-743-3226. Be more than happy to answer any questions, give you some further information on the event. But we're, like I said, very excited with regards to the lineup, and we're getting close, so we do like to limit it, so therefore we can make sure that the interaction between the advisors and the presenters is most efficient for everyone. So go to that, Google that website, or give us a call, send us an email, we'll get you the registration and get yourself set up, and we look forward to anyone and everyone joining us, if they can, in Charlotte on the 21st.
Well, the event is great. I've been there 3 years, well, 2 years in a row, and we'll be attending this year. It is March 21st and 22nd in Charlotte. They are Uber friendly there, so if that's an issue, you know, you want to partake in the Uber. Great content, a really good group of advisors who are willing to share and collaborate with what's working. It's a great opportunity to network with some of the industry leaders that you probably don't get to see at the larger conferences. So I would strongly urge you to be there. And I know that it's about half full already. So if you're looking to kick off your conference season with a really short TED-style event where you're going to be in a really good position to see things that may change the way you're doing business, this is an event to be at. So, James, thank you for being a guest on the show. Thank you for your support, and I will see you in a couple of weeks in Charlotte. So thanks.
Thank you, Chuck. Feel better, and thank you for the time this morning. Have a good
day. Always my pleasure. Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
Thanks.